Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
It was 13 years ago that then-Senator and candidate for President Barack Obama uttered those words in Chicago. And I have the Pentagon documents, I have the CDC documents, I have them all, but they're now official, and we know who's launched it, we know how they're going to play it out, and we know who's in command of it. His name is General Honoré. He locked down Louisiana and Mississippi and confiscated over 3 million firearms. They quartered in people's houses illegally, and they shot hundreds of U.S. citizens and killed them. He has been put in full command of the martial law collapse of the U.S., and the new civil war they're going to launch under the guise of the next COVID lockdown. And my phone started buzzing at 2 a.m. this morning, and I don't normally leave my phone on, but I had forgotten. And it was Eddie Bravo sending me links saying, have you seen this? And I had seen pieces of it, but they'd not published the whole thing on the CDC website until about a week ago, and it's a document they produced last year in July. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. What a nice word for that. They are now calling it, in the UK, the happy pass, when you can't leave your house without a special QR code on your phone. They call it the freedom pass, when you wear bracelets to track where you go in Israel. And so I got up at 2 a.m., and I've been up since 2 a.m., and I read this whole document. Now, every facet of it is bone-chilling. But what's even more insane is it's actually being implemented all over the world right now. This is a UN program, and it describes taking families away from each other, taking children away, and putting you in forced labor. Now, this is the Cloward and Piven strategy. It's how you bankrupt an economy, get enough people not to work until productivity collapses. You flood the country with third world population. And finally, the social safety net gives out and the state fails. The police are laid off or fired. The universities start closing. We're here. This is stalling out the engine of the country to collapse it economically, create such panic that people then accept the new currency, the universal guaranteed income, and then it just gets worse from there. And then the daily way of life is every neighborhood has a captain over it with armed leftists who are not from your neighborhood. They come, and it says in the document they're going to then put, quote, disadvantaged groups in your home. And then if you, quote, cause any racial or cultural problems, you'll then be taken to a camp. So the entire United States is going to be a giant open-air re-education camp. And it says right here that they're going to, quote, take people from diverse backgrounds and put them in your house. And then it describes how the armed forces are going to be there in the neighborhood, camped out. And then if you don't do what they're told, they're going to come take you away. So I want to explain something. On a scale of a 1 to 10, this is a 10 of evil. I mean, this is the most hardcore, savage evil takeover ever. General Austin has about to purge the U.S. military. of anyone that won't take the deadly shots. That's by design. Then they're going to start the false flags, and then they're coming. Obviously, we won't be on air anymore by the time that happens. Get ready, folks. This is it. They're getting ready to take us down. Full war. Emergency. Emergency. You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites. They get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now. For what's going on, myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, this document is so horrible, is so evil, is so draconian, is so historically over the top, even in the Orwellian terms they use, that it is shaking me. When you read this document and you see they've already implemented most of it around the world and now it's coming here, you can see the abject hell that all of us are about to go under with millions of paramilitary leftists in your house running your life. No one has studied this at the level I have other than the enemy that's rolling it out. And so when I read this, I see all the components. Facebook came out last year and said, we're going to have a module that's for communal homes. Even in a small apartment, you'll have to let other families in. And then that's going to be modeled and controlled by Facebook. And you're going to have local community managers that watch you over cameras and systems in your house to make sure you're complying. And that's now in the infrastructure bill that just passed minutes ago. They kept the provision in for, by law, all cars that have cameras in it and breathalyzers watching you in live time. But I'm digressing. Let me just describe this to you. This is so thought out. This is so complete. This is so scientific by these behavioral psychologists and these social engineers that only a total rejection of everything they say and everything they do on its face can stop it. Because they are undermining the economy. They are undermining the culture. They are paying people to stay home. We're now a year and a half into that. There are giant labor shortages that are causing a global breakdown and mass starvation in the third world. The UN then organizes those people and brings them here by the millions to be another group they have that will then, again, implode the economy, and they're going to have the solution of a new socialist communist system, and it's all described. You know, people heard 2 weeks ago, the CDC said, we order, as its own branch of government, not legislative, not executive, not judicial, they just said, we order everyone to get 6 months more of free rent. It's been going on for over a year. And everybody said, well, you don't have that authority statutorily. And they said, yeah, we do. And you notice it's ongoing. It happened. That's because a national emergency has been declared by Biden, and the CDC is the absorption arm because they know that you'll fight FEMA and you'd even fight the military coming to, you know, take your guns. But if it's all done to stop a virus and it's the CDC, well, Operation Lockstep and the Rockefellers say, chances are you will succumb to it. So let me just calmly, as best I can, lay this out. My phone started ringing, and I was getting calls at 2 a.m. last night because this document hadn't been on the Internet in full, even though it's a year old, until just a week or so ago. And folks were sending it to me, so I got up. I started reading it, and I read the document five times, and I printed off here hundreds of supporting documents. So you have to understand, everything I tell you here, I have the document that backs it up where they've already prepared it. But let's start at the beginning. Here is Barack Obama 13 years ago, U.S. Senator running for president, saying we want a domestic security force, a DSF, just as big and just as strong as our military. And you hear that and you go, well, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous. How would he do that? And then he set up the groups that created the core organizations that for 13 years have been preparing this. And now you will know them as the contact tracers. And then they'll be backed up by the carbon tracers. And that's really the next leg of this thing. Once they get you with that phone to track and trace everywhere you go, and to have to present the phone to even leave your house, to have it scanned by the police and by the new civilian corps that are all these millions and millions of college students that can't get a job because the economy's been shut down and offshored. Their new job for $20 an hour is going to be minding you. And it describes in the new CDC battle plan that is the next CDC operation. And you've heard all this from the UN. You've seen it in Australia. You've seen it in Spain. You see it now in the UK. You see it in France. And they announced that by, isn't it strange, early next year, this will be in place right before the midterms. As I told you, they're never going to let you have those midterms to be free and fair. And so what you see in Australia, what you see in France, I'm going to show you next segment. That's all coming here now. Troops on the streets, paramilitary police, and then citizens ratting you out and getting in your face. And Paul Watson's written an article about it. I called Paul up on the show and I said, good job, Paul. I called him at 3 a.m. last night. He was already up because he's just 7 hours ahead. And a CDC COVID document discussed relocating high-risk individuals to camps. Now, that's an interesting headline, but it's way more hardcore than that. It's official CDC policy says millions of Americans who don't even have a disease or sick, but because they're poor or because they are old, they are going to be put in, quote, green zone camps, and they'll have to, quote, work to earn their living in the camp. And actually call them camps. So here's Obama 13 years ago.
Continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now I'm begging you to simply go to Infowars.com and to go read the first paragraph as a link to the document. The document is only about 9 pages long, but it's very fine print. And I want you to read this for yourself. And if it doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, nothing will. It describes breaking up families. It describes how they're going to cordon off every neighborhood, every town. And then we've got the federal training manuals where they're training to lock down rural areas and how to permanently set up checkpoints. They're building huge, quote, residential centers all over Europe and all over the UK. And now in the United States, they're also starting to set these up. And when locals ask, what are they for? The local paper says, well, it's for the new way of life battling COVID. It doesn't matter how many scientists come out and say it's the vaccine killing people. Like the viral video out of Indiana, the medical doctor, the COVID doctor, who just devastated him in a 6-minute presentation. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. And of course, they're trying to take his license now. They're on the news saying, you question us, You'll lose your license. I mean, this is a corporate world government takeover, and they need an excuse for martial law, an excuse to lock down every town and every city, and it describes all the sectors. It says you will have the household HH level, but you will have local block captains that mind you and inspect your home and place other families with you. And by the way, when you go to the United Nations right now, I never aired this report. I should have. I put it on Mando Video. I went to the UN. I don't know why I didn't air it. I just don't air a lot of my reports because I'm sick of looking at me. But you go there, and there's these big, giant signs saying global reset. Nanotech will take over your bodies. Communes instead of cities. And then it shows the communes. And it looks like a concentration camp. And it says your family will live in a dirt-floored bunker. And you will learn. You will own nothing and have nothing. And you're like, well, that's dystopic. Exactly. It's the psychology where they just flip it on you. And here's the thing. Again, they're destroying the economy so it collapses, so all these people are going to want to go to these places because they won't have any food or water or medicine, and then it just normalizes all these giant open-air prisons. That's why they've normalized all the homelessness. This is so diabolical.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The planet of the apes, the planet of the slaves. News is moving so fast, my head is spinning. Can we put back on screen, please, the live show feed name so people can share it? There it is. Red alert, emergency broadcast. CDC announces plan to put millions of Americans in forced labor camps. I'll be reading the document here in a minute, but just think about, again, 2 weeks ago, they're like, oh, no one can be kicked out for not paying their rent for another 6 months. People say, we don't have that authority, but notice it's still just ongoing. Because this is martial law. This is civil emergency. The CDC is the vehicle for total control, forced inoculations, digital passports. Everything we told you was coming, and people are like, but this is authoritarian. Yeah, when, once they finally make their move, that everything collapses very quickly. And Cloward and Piven did not invent this, just like the Stockholm Syndrome was not invented or didn't exist until researchers in the 60s saw examples of people that had been kidnapped and tortured by bank robbers who would then start identifying with their captors. That's been going on since humans have been around, but we call it Stockholm Syndrome. That's the name. And it's the same thing for what's going on right now. We can give all this new names, but it's classic to say we can lock up whoever we want. We can take away whoever we want. There's no due process. And Cloward and Piven was a husband and wife team of sociologists, economists, who were communists. This is a public plan, and it was endorsed by the Democratic Party by the 70s, to bankrupt the social welfare net by bringing in so many foreigners, having so many regulations on businesses, paying people not to work until society fell apart and the capitalist system was destroyed. And it's the ultra-rich that are now doing this because they're offshore and tax-exempt. So this whole thing is the end game of a very serious, deadly takeover, where the ruling class wages economic war and cultural war on us and divides us and conquers us. It's very, very simple, and it's happening now. But when you look at the largesse of the project and how huge it is and how they camouflage every part of what they do as a humanitarian action. Now, internally, they don't call it that. Let me show you a couple documents here. Here's the main article that has it linked in it, so anybody can go get this. I get stuff like this while you still can. CDC COVID document discussed relocating high-risk individuals to camps. And that's a nice headline by Paul, and I love Paul, but it's much worse than that. CDC document lays out plan to relocate millions of people in forced labor camps. Because it says you're going to work in these camps. Oh, of course. It was all free to sit there and watch Netflix before. But now you're going to work. Here's the actual document. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. And it says if you're old or poor, that means black, you are going to be put in a green zone work camp. But it's almost worse. If you live in a house, you will then take families into your house. So they've got the home program, household HH level, Then you've got operational considerations. In the shielding document, in each green zone has dedicated latrine, bathrooms, all of it. It describes breaking up families, taking them away, who don't even have the COVID. Hell, since they've thrown all logic out the window, why even say they have COVID? Man, this is so evil. And it's what you already see in France and Australia and everywhere else. And the monitoring protocols and men and women, individuals with tuberculosis and blah, blah, blah. Green zones should be more spacious in terms of shelter area per capita than surrounding camp sector, even at the cost of greater crowding of low-risk people. Oh, so don't worry. The high-risk people that they're having to totally lock up, they get a more spacious area in the camp. I mean, this reads like Kurt Vonnegut satire. Talks about how to take children away from their parents and require additional care and who will take care of your children. Isn't that great? And how to break the families up. Now, let's look at it. Here is FM3-39.40. We got this document. The Army leaked it to us 1 year after we got it. People didn't believe it was real. The Army officially admitted it was real. Internment and resettlement operations. This was launched under Obama. And it's how to round up Americans and put them in camps. The whole thing's declassified. You can see here where it says destroy by any method that will prevent disclosure of contents or reconstruction of the document. And I was sent it when it was a secret document. And we put it out. And then a year later, the military admitted it was real. And here's the latest Mark Dice video. Shock video. American signed petition to arrest Trump supporters who they say stole the election. So they say, yes, arrest people for saying with them stole the election. That's the majority of people he talked to in California. So that's what this is. And here's the Cloward Piven strategy, if you want to understand that. A political strategy outlined in 66 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. Go read it. The plan and the focus on Democrats, how to bankrupt society to take communist control. So that society breaks down. Their main mission, get rid of the single family home and get rid of male leadership. It'll be males running the camps. They just don't want any men that could stand up or organize against them because, my God, this is what men are built for, is to say no to something like this. Now, let me show you, just going out to break, what's happening. Let's do it when we come back. In Australia and in France, because exactly what you see there will now be here by next year. It's already being beta tested in Blue City controlled sectors. And they're putting pressure on their own politicians and minions to carry all this out, or they'll be removed for all the dirt they've got on each one of them. And that's breaking. Andrew Cuomo resigns following sexual harassment allegations after New York governor faced mounting pressure to quit. And he's not in trouble for killing 20,000 old people, sending sick patients into nursing homes under the UN's directive. No, no, no. It's for hitting on women, which I'm not saying it's a good thing for a married governor to do, but on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 2, and killing old people knowingly is about a 12. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is, here's the big news. This has all been theoretical and tested out by the UN and other countries, by the CHICOMs and others. But now they're going operational in the West with actually setting up camps everywhere and taking all our guns and killing us. So just get ready for that. It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars,
we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil.
We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and I'm very, very blessed to still be on air during this incredible time. You see, this takeover is all about stealth and labeling tyranny and labeling work camps and labeling national IDs and passports to leave your house, internal checkpoints, as medical. But all of that is a lie. All of that is a fraud. All of this is Operation Lockstep, the Rockefeller UN plan for total world government. And now we've seen phase two in Australia, in Europe, in Canada, endless lockdowns, checkpoints, small businesses non-essential, big companies essential, consolidating the economy, and military and police, again, not letting you drive or walk down the street any more than 3 kilometers from your house, or you are arrested. And the police coming in demanding again to scan your phone with your identity, who you are, to have a cup of coffee. While the borders of Europe and the United States are wide open, it's the cover for martial law. We were throwing the globalists out. All over the world, we were voting them out. We were saying no to the carbon taxes, no to all their lies. And so what did they do? They launched a worldwide scare and are bringing in martial law, and they're tightening down the vice. They're tightening down the noose around our necks right now. And everything we've seen the UN announce, everything we've seen the UN push, Europe's a year ahead of us, is now being set up for next year here in the U.S., being phased in this fall and winter as we speak. As we speak. The end of the Republic as we know it, without a shot being fired. But boy, then once they get the collapsed economy in and the universal basic income, you won't be able to buy anything with the money, but you'll be totally beholden to the system, and then all these people will be organized into giant camps, work camps. That's how communists do it. They shut off the regular economy in Russia, in China, in Russia in 1917. Took them 10 years to get control of Russia. Took them 5 years to get control of China, 1949. And they killed tens of millions of people in each country just doing that. So this is a very dangerous playbook. And again, they want you to sign everything over you've got in phase one. So what they do is they take you in as a dissident or as a COVID patient or as a troublemaker, and they have your family held, and then they make you sign everything you've got over to them, and then they'll tell you, we want you to work for us now. We'll even give you a position in the party. And if you do it, then they figure out all your secrets. They get your expertise, your control, and then a few years later, you're found to not be doing a good job in the party. You're then sent for 5 years forced labor. And or to be killed. So, you know, USA Today is like, oh, there are quarantine camps being set up, but, you know, they're still stretching the claim. They're not scary. They're not a problem. And all over New York, they have signs at the UN, everywhere else, saying, soon you will live in communes. Soon you will own nothing. Soon you will have nothing. You will live in communist communes. And then fast forward, it shows shots of the communes you're going to live in, dirt floor bunkers. So, there's really not words to describe this. You're like, oh, well, the Pentagon will say this. Oh, the Pentagon's going to run it. That's why they're saying, oh, there's white supremacists in the military. Well, what's white supremacist? Somebody that questions the election or likes Trump or likes guns. Or doesn't want forced inoculations. That's in the terrorism national directive from June from the puppet president. And then you've seen the Secretary of Defense wearing a face shield and a black hood over his head like he's Darth Vader. And they've announced anyone not taking the experimental shot will be court-martialed. Well, they tried that in 1991. They tried that in 2000. But they had to stop. Because it came out that it was illegal to give somebody an experimental anthrax shot, even under federal law. So they're tricking people. If you verbally tell your commanders no, they can court-martial you. But there are processes, we're going to have some lawyers on about it, where you file a letter up the chain of command and explain it's experimental and why. Then they'll move on to some person that's not very high IQ that refuses the shot, but smart enough to refuse it, who won't know how to defend themselves to make them an example. So, again, all of this is color of law. All of this is Nuremberg Code violations. And I want to get Dr. Francis Boyle on as soon as possible. Maybe a commercial-free Saturday emergency report. But things are all moving very, very fast right now. And I don't have words to describe to you how much danger you're in. If we want to fix this, we have to do what Senator Rand Paul did yesterday in that short speech he gave that I'll play at the start of the next hour, where he explained to everyone that this is tyranny, this is a power grab, it has nothing to do with science, and that Fauci and Pelosi are basically criminals, and that we must stop complying with all this. That's all true, but if people don't get that it's a scientific takeover plan, there's no way to stop it. I mean, you have to come to grips with the fact that Milley literally is a New World Order operative, and Trump was a chump even putting him in power. But he was the next guy in chain of command. That Austin is a monster. That Honoré is a monster. And that they've been tapped publicly because of their gun confiscation and anti-American views. And then now they're going to purge the military with dishonorable discharges for anybody that doesn't take these experimental deadly shots. So it's done as a litmus test. And I'm going to break all that down for you coming up here today as well. But this is an assault on our, notice first, disband the police. Defund the police and really let the globalists get control of them. Oh, purge the military. The enemy's in there. This is what communists do when they take a government over. They start purging. And then, oh, the COVID, we've got to take these high-risk people to a camp. First it's homeless, then it's poor people. Then they say in the document, all the old people must be taken out of your homes. They say multi-generational homes are bad places, even though multi-generational homes are where old people live the longest. Grandma lives on the bottom floor. Kids live on the middle floor. Dad and mom live on the top floor. Remember all those? I always remember when my neighborhood was half people like that. Great folks. Got all these old farmhouses we still got in East Texas are the same way. Where grandma lived on one end, and then mama and daddy lived on one end, and then the kids lived on the other. You'd have three generations living in a house. Good times. Well, they say that's a bad thing. In this official CDC document, and they say they're going to come in there and they're going to take your old folks. Just like you don't go see your old people now, they tell you, oh, no, sir, can't go to the nursing home a year and a half later, so they can quietly not give them care and kill them. I mean, this is an evil move. And you see, everything I'm telling you is coming, they're already doing. It's just going to get bigger. And every neighborhood is going to have people with guns checking your phone. And these are going to be private security forces, leftist. Antifa is going to be grabbing you out of your car and taking you to a garage and tying you down, and they're going to rape your wife right in front of you. So all I can tell you is, folks, you're in for one hell of a fight. And they mean business. And the left's going to do stuff like pour cyanide in your local water supplies and say you did it. They're going to rape kids to death and say you did it. These people are pure evil. You can't believe one thing comes out of the mainstream media's mouth at this point. I mean, folks, this is the combined power of major foundations, the communist Chinese, the EU, the America-hating Islamicists, the America-hating Hollywood group, all of them in one combined effort to bring this country down. And if you look at France and the UK and Germany and Australia, you'll notice there's police, but with them are like teenagers in little weird uniforms. That's the youth brigades. I mean, everything you think about in the tyranny, they've done it. It's like overloaded. I mean, imagine tyranny comes to America. This will be the biggest thing anybody ever saw. Like our defense budget's half the world's defense budget of all the other countries. So imagine what it's going to be like. I mean, it's going to be every leftist green-haired nut turned loose on you. My God, help us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Very articulate husband is going to be joining us in the third hour today. And I've already covered a lot of this number one news story that is the story. The fact that we're being incrementally put into martial law, we're already under martial law, regular laws have been suspended, the CDC is being given dictatorial power via FEMA and President Biden to do whatever they want. And the insane document. But you notice the crew just search engines things I say. And so I'm talking about Democrats want a civilian security force just as big and just as strong as the military. I said that at the start of the show. And I said phase two of the civilian military force that Obama was pushing in 2008 is going to be environment police that go around and check your phone to make sure you're calibrating it. And scanning every purchase and everything you do to pay carbon taxes. I know that because Klaus Schwab said so. But, oh, let's just say Klaus Schwab doesn't run things. Well, the crew just found an article from a couple months ago I didn't even know about. AOC Democrats want to create civilian corps to battle climate change. A 1.5 million strong group of Americans to join a civil climate corps. Now, what did I say at the start of the show? You're going to have a multi-million person climate corps. You're going to have a multi-million person bigger than the U.S. military, COVID Corps. And then you're going to have the new national police, known as the Capitol Police, that go around looking for political threats and targeting people, then the Democratic Party suing everyone, and then collapsing the economy and making you, under emergency edicts, take people in your home. You go, well, I won't put up with that. But once you're in a depression, you will, because they'll say, we're going to forgive your mortgage for now. You've just got to house people. And again, then they can politically control what you do. And it's all in this plan. So if you want to destroy America, you got to destroy the culture, the economy, and people's independence. And my God, in these documents, it describes how to take over farms and ranches. And when I sat there and read what happened in Venezuela and Cuba and North Korea and China and Russia and Eastern Europe, places like Poland, Hungary, Romania. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening here now. And it tears my guts out. I mean, this is a communist playbook with big tech sensors and phones as your high-tech papers. And then it's not just like the Soviets are going to take over. You can still have a wife and children or a husband and children. They're not going to let you have families. And they're going to take your children away for gender reassignment, they say in the CDC documents. We're going to have to fight. But every time we fight, they're going to blow up a truck bomb at a school or something and say we did it and blame it on us. Every time we resist having our kids taken, they'll just commit a crime and say we did it. That's how they control the mainstream media, so they can commit atrocities and say we did it. So, the only really good chance we've got of avoiding a lot of this is for people like Senator Paul and Senator Cruz and everybody else to do what Tucker Carlson's done and realize that we're telling the truth here and get hardcore and rally people against this and to absolutely stop the election fraud they're going to try to pull next year and more. And really get serious about these people and start having our own civil disobedience and not minding one damn thing they say. I mean, if they get us on the leash, if they get the ball and chain on us, if they get us in those handcuffs and tie up our legs and feet, they got us. And that's what a digital domestic passport is. They're going to build the carbon tax climate core on, and then it's Katie bar the door. I mean, this is going to be horrible. And if you resist, you're a racist. And if you resist the climate core people that come to your house, one will be white, one will be black, one will be Hispanic, you'll be put on the news that, well, this man was shot and killed. He didn't let the climate force on his farm, and he didn't take refugees, so they had to take the racist out. You can be black, you can be white. They're going to kill you. And they're training to kill you. And I know a lot of big gun stores here in Austin, the owners have told me, they said, don't say our name. But it's the three or four I've talked to. When the left comes into these gun stores, these shooting ranges, people say, what are you getting guns for? And they say, we're getting ready to take out the Trump people. And so, and I've got all the UN clips saying we're coming in your house and we're going to take your kids out. Well, that's the UN talking. And they've done it all over the world. Now it's in a CDC document here in America. All right, so I'm behind. I'm not behind. I've been saying a lot of important things, but I need to play clips of what it's going to look like here from Australia, from England, from France. I need to play this doctor who's done the best job yet in just 6.5 minutes at an Indiana Mount Vernon City Council. And it's going to be doctors like this speaking up that are going to turn the tide as well. And it's going to be farmers and ranchers and machine shop owners and police officers and just pastors. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better get going now. What we saw from Rand Paul is the spirit of what we need. This is an attack. This is a fraud. These are criminals. Reject them. But he's got to go further that they've captured the military leadership. They're now purging the military. They're now purging the police. They're doing everything you do in a takeover, and they're admittedly doing a takeover, and they're paying people not to work to permanently shut down the economy so that people don't have a choice but to submit to this because they don't know any better. That's how the communists get control. They shut the damn food off. Again, every bit of my energy, because I'm not a coward, but I love my children and my family. And I don't like putting them in harm's way. And every bit of my energy is holding myself here still on air and not selling every damn thing I got and just disappearing. Of course, I know they're going to hunt me down particularly, so there's no point. The best place for my family is at the front line, top of the mountain, fighting them, trusting in all of you. But my flesh, my spirit's willing, my flesh is, Jones, you need to get down because this is bad. This is guaranteed. They're making their move. You can guarantee we're not going to be on the air next year if we don't stop this now. You can guarantee they're going to start coming to your house. You can guarantee they're coming for your guns. You can guarantee they're going to give your neighbors credits on their debit card if they lie about you and turn you in. You can guarantee in 2 years a lot of you are going to be in forced labor camps or dead. I mean, this is the real deal. Like you hear banging on the door at 2 a.m. and you get up and some big guy just broke through your door with a gun. You're not happy it happened, but he's there. What are you going to do? You going to get on the ground in a fetal position and hope he doesn't tie you and your wife up and rape you and kill you? Or are you going to just wish you had a gun at the ready, huh? Maybe you did have a gun at the ready. Maybe you got a baseball bat. The point is, it's better to be prepared now because I got footage of police viciously beating men, women, and children all over the world while their borders are wide open. And these police will take you to a FEMA camp in 10 seconds. These are followers. These are soulless people in blue cities. So the police can be good if they're constitutional, but the minute the left runs them, they are cancer. So you're not going to be able to count on them. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and lay all this out. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom for everybody. I just have to understand, this is a real takeover. It's happened. Oh, we have some very, 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 very exciting news. And by the way, as negative as I've been, I meant to start the whole show off with there's a way to stop this. But you have to know what that is. You have to know how much trouble you're in before there's any shot to turn this around. I mean, the whole point in beating it is to admit that it's bad. You understand? Like Owen was in Missouri for a week visiting family, played golf with folks, this and that. And he said they still think this is America. They don't know it's a globalist communist takeover. They don't know we're in the middle of a full-swing takeover. They don't know that we're in the middle of a damn war. So I intend to be on air in a year, and I intend to hold these people off. They may swallow up the rest of the world, but I believe America and certain states in our system, we're going to be able to stop these people. But it's going to be an incredible fight, politically and energetically. And it's going to take banner hangs and protest and nonviolent civil disobedience, and it's going to take money. Speaking of that, it's been sold out for months, and thank God the supply chain finally worked for a minute. We got a limited amount of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal mouthwash with all the essential oils. It's such a great, clean, quality mouthwash. It's back in stock. And we also have the toothpaste back in stock, activated charcoal toothpaste everybody wanted, natural fluoride-free, gently cleanses teeth, fresh breath, enamel safe. Thank you all for your support and real peppermint. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a bunch of new T-shirts. Everybody likes T-shirts. They're sold all over Amazon, everywhere else, with a bunch of my faces on them, acting goofy. Got a nice black and white shirt came in with that. Got some new Trump One shirts that came in that are really good looking. And we've also got the liquid turmeric formula for 50% off back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you got 4 days left in the sale for the privacy pouches at 50% off of the 11 free bumper stickers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.